gentlemen. Thank you for coming out tonight. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I'm Seth Peterson.
I am Tippi Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Doris Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is
Lee Taborowski.
Here to answer your training questions, your small animal questions. Pick up the phone and give us a call at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Sydney, and she'll put you on the air with us. That's 818-818-6401. The show is produced here at the farm by
Lexi Adams.
Thank you, Lexi. And brought to you by Vitacraft. There's no better way to bond with your cat than with a treat, and Vitacraft is the way to go. And basically, it's called Lick and Lap, and it's a healthy five-pack saucy terrine snack that I guarantee your cats will fall in love with. You can find it at Vitacraft.us, Walmart.com, or you can find it in your pet stores. Also, good pets food, natural supplements, and treats that your dog will love. You can get 10% off by putting the word pets in the promo box at GoodPetsFoods.com. SCOE 10X, this is back on Talkin' Pets and has been with us for many years. But we had a lapse. But they're back, and I'm proud of it because it is the odor eliminator that actually works. And you can find it and buy it at SCOE10X.com only. S-C-O-E number 10X.com. And don't forget, if you're looking for a 2026 calendar, go to HotShitBookGroup.com. This is Talkin' Pets.
For trouble, you came to the right place. If you're looking for trouble, just look right in my face. I was born standing up and talking back. My daddy was a green-eyed man. With me.
And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. Thanks for joining us in this hour. That is a song actually sung by Austin Butler. And because, you know, I'm a movie critic, and I have been for the last 28 years, so I see all the films before they come out. And I could not play a song from the movie that he is in now that I wanted to play, because the FCC would not like it. But it is called Caught Stealing is the movie, and Austin Butler stars in it. So I'll tell you a little bit about that. But if you are going to the movies this weekend, gang, your top five movies as of last weekend were...
But he's asking us, but I assure you we are to the maximus. Watching all the trailers is half the fun. Hope I don't have to pee till the movie's done. Floor's always so sticky, what the heck? Stuck in this hall of sadness and my shoes are all tacked. I always make it to my seat, move time to spare. Nobody in front of me better have long hair. Chris Reed, Mark Simpson, your hair's legit. But somewhere in the back is where you're gonna need to stay.
We're going to the movies.
So if you're going to the movies this weekend, gang, you may want to check out these top five as of last week. Number one at the box office, K-pop, Demon Hunters, made
so
$18 million in the box office, but you actually watched it, Lexi, on...
Netflix. It's a Netflix movie.
And I guess you said that it's...
It's great.
It is good?
That's great.
And got a lot of viewers, I heard.
Mm-hmm. I'll have to check that out.
So I saw it on there. I just didn't watch it. Netflix has been making a killing in the movie industry, actually.
Oh, yeah.
And number one, 18 million, as well as being on Netflix. So people are seeing to pay it to see it in the theater as well as they are, you know, basically anywhere else. But the other one is Weapons. It made 15 million, and it dropped down to number two. And 3 weeks in the theater made $125 million, which I don't really know much about that movie. I didn't get to screen it, but it's making good money. You know, and I don't think it's like a big film, but it's doing well. Freakier Friday, $76 million.
I want to see that.
In 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I liked it. It's a good family film. It's funny.
Yeah, I heard it was pretty good.
You know, and after, what, 22 years, the original one or whatever came out, and to bring this back, and it's doing pretty good at $76 million. Fantastic Four, still in the top five. First Steps, $261 million in 5 weeks.
Wow.
Making good money.
That's a lot.
But I didn't think it was, like, the greatest movie I've seen, but I did like it. Bad Guys 2, which was cute. Uh-huh. I did see that. $69 million in 4 weeks. But I did get to screen the movie Caught Stealing, and it is with Austin Butler, and I loved it. I mean, it's kind of like a guy's movie. There's a lot of fighting. There's a lot of cursing. And there is actually, it kind of starts off really slow, but it's an interesting story. But then it kicks in, and it says it's like partially like a comedy. I didn't find it necessarily that way when somebody's being slashed. I didn't find the comedy in that, even though they had certain things. But the thing that I loved about it was, I'll tell you, Oscars, you really need to start thinking about having an Oscar award for an animal, for a pet, for domestic or even wild animals, because I think they deserve it, because the cat in this movie was awesome.
That's a good idea, John.
This cat just basically... I'm telling you, on cue this cat was, and I know animals are tough to work with.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe tougher than animals are young kids. Young kids are hard to work with.
Yeah.
But the thing is that animals are even tough as well. But if they're trained well, not so much. This cat was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It learned how to limp. It had a little cast on it.
It's adorable.
You know, it just, and the expressions that they got out of the cat, it was great. And the cat is like one of the main focus of this movie, Caught Stealing. Highly recommend it. I really liked it a lot. But if you want to read my review, you can go to TalkinPets.com and click on movie reviews. Or you can go and join us on Facebook at Talkin' Pets Radio. No G in the talkin'. And I do post them on there as well. But I highly recommend you check out my review. I actually kind of like the way I wrote this one. But the cat was amazing. And there was a lizard in it as well.
In K-pop Demon Hunters, it's an anime or whatever. That's the style of drawing. But there is like this, it comes from the demon world, I guess. But it's like a tiger. And it has the scariest but cutest face. And it's so cute. And there's also a three-eyed bird thing that wears a little hat. And it's super cute.
That's
so
cute.
Just to tie it in with some animals.
Well, that's what I do with the movies, too. Is like, you know, if there's an animal in it, I like to express the way they've been used. And I put that in my reviews and all.
Mm-hmm.
But, this cat, though, in Caught Stealing, which is awesome.
Mm-hmm. Was it better than the one that was in The Quiet Place?
I have to give...
Ground Zero.
I got to give credit to that cat in Quiet Place because, you know, whether... I'm kind of wondering, though, in that one, if that cat was always real. But I guess it was, but it did a good job in The Quiet Place.
Mm-hmm.
In part three, the third one, basically. This cat, though, I love this cat. Plus, it was gorgeous.
I have to go see that because of the cat.
Yeah, it was a really cute cat.
Yeah.
So, check it out, but give us a call. We're open to your questions. If you've got a training question, behavior question, small animals, exotic animals like birds, Lee's here, and between the two of us, we will help you out with that, or at least give you a suggestion on it. We will play Name That Animal Sound in this hour, so if you can name that animal, you can win a prize, and we have different things to give away. So stay tuned for that, but we'd like to hear from you guys. 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401. So you're doing good, Lee?
Yeah, I'm doing great.
All is well. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you. I love it.
It's been years since you've been here.
A long time.
You had a work conflict and everything in the past,
yes.
But it's great to have you back.
Thank you.
So I hope you're happy to be back. You're working with the Audubon in Tampa Bay, aren't you?
Yeah, well, I'm part of the Audubon, yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, I'm not working with them. I'm just part of the Audubon, but yes.
But you're a big bird lover.
I'm a huge bird lover.
Actually,
yes. And migration's coming, so I'm very excited.
And you've been to different parts of the world that
yes.
You've seen a lot of different animals, so
yes.
I might pick your brain a little bit here and there.
Okay.
But we are open to your training questions, behavior questions, and if you have those small animals, are you into fish? Because I know it.
I love fish.
You used to have the
saltwater reef tank.
Yeah, you used
and
to have
those. And freshwater.
Yeah.
Both. Yes.
I remember
everything.
Rainforest. That was the name of your
Rainforest Pets.
Yeah.
Back in '90s and 2000s.
God, it's so
yes,
long.
Yes, it was a long
That's
time ago.
Crazy.
A long time I had that store.
Well, 818-818-6401. Don't forget, you can watch us on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio, as well as other sources out there on social media. This is Talkin' Pets. Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a 5-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal, treat, or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
Hi, everyone. Super Bowl champ Vernon Davis here from Legal Help Center. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You can find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. The call is free. The consultation is free. And you can speak with a live agent right now. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident of any kind, call now to find out if you have a case and how much you could potentially get.
Thanks, Vernon. You heard it, folks. If you've been injured, call and find out how much you qualify for. Call 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. 800-745-9090. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
In the know, I'm Janet Simmons. BuzzRx medical advisor, Dr. Cedric Jamie Rutland, pulmonary, critical care, and internal medicine physician, shares how you can stay healthy and save money this allergy season.
Spring is notorious for high pollen levels, which can be especially difficult for people with seasonal allergies. Treatment often involves avoiding known allergens and using antihistamines, decongestants, or corticosteroid nasal sprays.
Asthma treatment focuses on controlling airway inflammation and preventing flare-ups.
Using inhaled corticosteroids or rescue inhalers may be a part of your asthma control routine. Check out BuzzRx, a simple solution for saving money on prescription medications. It's a free prescription discount card and app service that allows users to save up to 80% on their medications.
People with a monthly prescription refill can save an average of $1,100 annually. Download the BuzzRx app or visit BuzzRx.com to learn more.
The Kahanapali Beach Resort on Maui is open, and we are welcoming guests. All properties are taking reservations now. Come visit. Go to KahanapaliResort.com. Experience Kahanapali Beach Resort on the tropical west side of Maui, just a short drive from the airport. All highways are open. A collection of relaxing resort properties, our award-winning beach, delectable dining, world-class restaurants and activities for everyone, snorkeling, surfing, sailboating, water sports of all kinds, beach and ocean dining, stargazing, beautiful sunsets every night, golf, sun, fun, food, wine, and all in paradise. Visit Ka'anapali Beach Resort on Maui. relax. Reservations are now available. Start with a visit to KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com. The Kaanapali Beach Resort is waiting for you.
In Lithuania, Welsh Corgi owners from around Europe came to celebrate the breed and life in general at the annual Corgi Race. Held in Vilnius for the fifth time, the Corgi Race is about as joyful an event as one could hope to see. The race is followed by a costume contest. Oh my god. If the cute-o-meter wasn't overloaded during the race event. As the gates open, most of them dash down a short green course towards their owners, although some get totally distracted. Today, it's a big day for corgis in all Baltic countries. And every year, we are going here to take part of the performance, to run, to join other corgis, and to show how beautiful my corgi is. It's cherishing the breed for the corgis, and it's just celebrating life in general. The 2025 edition event organizer told Retros. Dogs are our best friends. They're always been, and this is just a testament to that. Visit Talkin' Pets for more news and join us on social media at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm Lexi Adams.
Walking with my corgi across the fields and through the woods. Walking with my corgi as he always lifts my mood. When he's there, all my worries have no place. I'm thinking about my corgi's unique and charming ways.
And if you want to see the video, which is absolutely adorable, you can go to talkinpets.com, and it's on the homepage.
So at the Renaissance Festival every year, which is held around the country, so everyone pretty much knows what a Renaissance Festival is, but here in like the Tampa Bay area, we actually have it in Dade City, which is very close to where I live, and I haven't been since they've moved it. Anyway, they have a wiener race, and it's for your wiener dogs. But because a corgi has like a similar-ish body type, I call them more of like a bratwurst over a hot dog.
That's cute.
But they get to race as well. So they'll do like they'll do the wiener dogs and the corgi races together, and it is so cute. Wiener dogs. I'm sorry. Wiener dogs and corgis running is like the funniest thing. They have little legs.
There's nothing like watching a bunch of wieners run through a field.
Have you ever seen a wiener dog race?
Yes.
It's way better than the corgis.
It's very cute.
They're way better than the corgis because they're like thinner or whatever. They're like longer or whatever. They seem more not as coordinated. Corgis, I feel like, are meant more for agility where a wiener dog.
Wait, they're not that slow, though.
No, they're really fast. Oh, they're fast. My mom has a wiener dog. I have a corgi. And so I like when I call them the little leg crew when they get together. LLC.
The Dachshund family.
The Dachshund, yeah.
So, hey,
or Dash Hound, as a lot of people like to say it.
Well, once again, this is Talkin' Pets. We want to talk with you and...
Let the games begin!
This is Name That Animal Sound. And if you can name what animal makes this sound, we will give you a prize. If you won something in the last 90 days in terms of that prize or that product, you got to wait 90 days, basically. But you could pick something else. There's Vitacraft, Lick and Lap, or Purr Sticks for your cats. Highly recommend the Lick and Lap. I love it, and so do my cats. Not that I eat it, but I give it to
They're
my
really
cats.
Good, right, John?
Yeah, I just suck on those shoes all day long. But there's also, you can go with Good Pets Foods, and there's Daily Probiotic, Hip and Joint, and Multivitamin. All three will be sent out to you for you to try for your dogs, and that's from Good Pets Foods, if you want to go with that. We also have SCOE 10X, the best odor eliminator in the country. And you can even, like, look on their website and see how many people love it. But even people that are on our Facebook live right now have, like Larry, has made a statement that he used it yesterday. SCOE10X.com. You can go with that. It's the starter kit that you'll get. I do have a book still available on and It's a new book just out now, and it's called The Omnivore's Deception, if you want to go with a copy of that book. It's a hardcover. I have an elephant bracelet you can go with. I also have a collapsible water bowl from Talking Pets. I've got a CD from Gino Sasani, In Cold Blood. It's about reptiles, and it's a music CD. And I do have a dog book from Chicken Soup for the Soul. Also, we have a Dog Mom ink pen from Silly Beads by Kayla, and also a kid's keychain for a young boy, if you want to go with that. So we have choices. Oh, and we have calendars also. So if you want a 2026 calendar, you could go with one of those. And Lee, you need to pick out one, so that's the one that we're going to give away on the air. You keep that one, but we send one from the manufacturer.
Awesome.
So, got to identify this creature. You've got to be specific, and I think it's kind of easy. 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401. That's the number to call if you want to play the game, or if you have questions or comments, we're open to that as well. 818-818-6401. When you call into the number, you will speak with Sydney, and she'll put you on the air with us. So,
can I play?
You can't play.
Well.
Because you probably know what it is.
Yes.
So, you've been all around the world lately. You've been in Thailand, and you've seen a lot of elephants there, right?
Yes. In Laos.
What was that like?
Well, it depends where I saw the elephants. When I went to the elephant sanctuary, it was wonderful. However, their stories weren't so wonderful. And then I went to these magnificent gardens, and the gardens were beautiful, but the elephants there, of course, they were gorgeous, but people were riding the elephants at the gardens, and that was horrible. People should never anywhere ride elephants. When people travel and they see elephants painting pictures for people, they have them with their trunks with paintbrushes. That is also not cool. So they are trained to do
that. You never
know
when they're going to stick it in their mouth or something like that.
Well, they are beaten into doing that. It's not like, oh, I want to paint a picture. I'm an elephant, and I feel like painting a picture. They paint the same pictures over and over again. They're trained to do that, but it's the way they're trained to do that. It's not good.
Yeah, a lot of trainers have used, like, bull hooks on them, which is not a good thing.
Yes.
I mean, you would never train a dog that way.
No.
I mean,
no. But they're huge. I mean,
right.
You don't
it's
realize how big till you're
age.
Standing
yeah.
next to them. They're tremendously huge. They're gorgeous animals. And you look into their eyes, you just can't believe it. I was literally walking down the street with my brother and sister-in-law who live there. And we were walking down the street after eating dinner one night, and a mahout takes care of the elephants, and they love their elephants. Don't think they don't. They love their elephants. We were walking down the street, and a mahout and his elephant was just literally walking down the street and in the middle of the city. Like, it was crazy.
I think that's got to be amazing, though. I know in one...
It was amazing.
I know in one country they have elephants that every afternoon go through the middle of a hotel. They walk in the front door and go out the back door.
Yeah.
And it's like a regular thing that... And they do it on their own. They're not trained to do it. They just go from one side
right.
of where they want to go.
Yeah.
So it's kind of cool. This is not an elephant sound, but if you know what it is, call us. That's the number. 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone. Give us a call. If you know what that animal is, you can win a prize. But once again, I'm John Patch.
And I'm Lee Taborowski.
I'm Lexi Adams.
And this is Talking Pets.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure, we can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Hi, friends. John Patch here. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor elimination product that actually works. It's called SCOE 10X, the best odor elimination product made. Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, and vomit. Even skunk odor is eliminated, and it's 100% money-back guaranteed. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE 10X, a pet odor elimination product that actually works. Go to SCOE10X.com today, and that's SCOE10X.com.
Is gold on a roll? How about silver? Should you buy or sell? Buying precious metals may be just the right thing for you in these uncertain financial times. Bitcoin could also be just the right investment for you right now. And what about stocks? There are some terrific sleepers out there. You need help and information. If you want to understand and predict the investment markets, precious metals, crypto, equities, real estate, and truly understand the coming digital currency world, get informed. Subscribe to strategicfinancialintelligence.com and get your free financial report at the same time. Go to strategicfinancialintelligence.com. That's strategicfinancialintelligence.com. Get informed and download your free financial report today. strategicfinancialintelligence.com.
The Spanish Civil Guard said it had dismantled an illegal animal trafficking ring, including endangered or protected species. Two men, aged 30 and 35, were found with more than 150 exotic animals at an illegal pet store in the town of Knowles, in the eastern Valencia region. Neither had a permit to raise the animals, which they sold on the internet. Both are being prosecuted for trafficking protected species and smuggling. The investigation began several months ago when officers saw a listing on the internet site offering protected species for sale. They then discovered videos of a man raising animals, including leopards, owls, and llamas. After law enforcement finally located the captivity site in Knowles, more than 150 types of 56 exotic species were found in cages, including two ring-tailed lemurs, a Bali starling, a zebra, five kinkajous, four abysses, and two meerkats. Some of the animals had the highest international protection as endangered species, such as the lemurs, starling, and two Asian otters. Three macaws were also found at the site, and police said two of them had been reported stolen in a town in Almeria, which is about 5-hour drive from Knowles. The average market value of the seized animals is nearly $81,500. The bust comes about 4 months after officers dismantled an online trafficking operation in big cats, including white tigers, lynx, and pumas. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join us on social media at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch.
There's an active recall on brown eggs connected to a salmonella outbreak, according to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. This recall has been connected to 95 illnesses, including 18 hospitalizations. The large brown, cage-free eggs impacted were sold in 12-count egg cartons by the following brands: Nagatoshi Produce, Misuho, and Nijiya Markets. The egg sell-by dates range from July 1st of 25 through September 16th of 25, and each recalled carton has a printed code of number CA7695. In addition, bulk cartons of country eggs were sold to restaurants and other food service institutions with the same affected sell-by dates. These eggs were distributed in California and Nevada and sold in grocery stores in multiple states between June 16th and July 9th. The following states have cases of salmonella infection connected to this recall: Arizona, California, Florida, Georgia, Hawaii, Iowa, Minnesota, North Carolina, Nebraska, New Mexico, Nevada, New York, Pennsylvania, and Washington. Check your refrigerator for the recalled eggs, and if you have any on hand, dispose of them immediately or return to your place of purchase for a refund. It is likely that more egg brands will be impacted by this recall. Salmonella infection, salmonellosis, can cause serious illness for those who are pregnant, immunocompromised, age 65 or older, and for young children. Common symptoms include diarrhea, which can be bloody, nausea, vomiting, stomach cramps, and headaches. If you are showing signs of foodborne illness after eating a recalled product, consult with a healthcare professional as soon as possible. For questions about this recall, contact Country Eggs LLC at 1-800-722-3447 from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday, PST, Pacific Time, or by email at info@countryeggsllc.com. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join us on social media at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm Lee Taborowski.
Babs, I'm so hungry. Please come here.
I'm coming, Mama.
In the morning when the sun comes out, I get hungry like I've never eaten.
Every day I hear her scream and shout, always yelling for her daily feeding.
All night long I only dream for.
At 10:30 I hear her scream for. Want them over easy.
No way! I want them sunny side up since the sun is shining. Has the Eggman come?
Do you like eggs?
I used to love eggs and then got COVID and my taste changed and now for some odd reason I can't eat them.
I like eggs, but the only way I eat them is scrambled.
Yeah, I don't know. I have to put hot sauce or something.
You know I don't eat eggs.
I know. I didn't even ask you. I looked at you, but I didn't ask you.
I hate
she
eggs.
She won't eat eggs.
I think they're absolutely disgusting, and not to be graphic, but really all it is a chicken's time of the month.
Yes, you're absolutely correct.
That's all it is. And
isn't that special? Thank
my you. Son loves eggs, though, and he actually likes them always, which I think is incredible because I don't like them at all.
It's weird because I have chickens,
yeah,
and I love my chickens, and my girls lay eggs, and every time one of the doctors or a trainer or yourself comes on, I always offer eggs.
Right.
Because I have extra eggs.
Okay.
But there's so many people that don't want to eat my chicken's eggs.
Why?
Because they don't come out of a store.
I have never seen anybody turn it down
yeah.
besides Kayla. Not to throw you under the bus, Kayla, but I know
but
that you don't
true.
Take them either.
Kayla won't eat them.
She's I don't take them. He asks me every time. He'll be like, do you want any eggs? And I tell him every time, no, John, you know I'm not going to eat them. They will go to waste.
I will love to take your eggs.
You'll have some eggs when you leave. They're better.
Wonderful.
They're more nutritious.
They're great.
Very
oh, yeah,
healthy
they're,
eggs.
And plus, I feed my chickens. I feed them. They get the corn,
yeah.
crunched up corn meal or whatever from the store. But I also give them strawberries and grapes and blueberries and lettuce. And sometimes they get watermelon and that kind of stuff, which they're spoiled.
Yeah.
And they also get worms.
That's great.
It's like the dry worms, those mealworms.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they get those as well, which they go crazy for.
If I liked eggs, I 100% would eat your eggs. I have no problem with fresh chicken eggs. It's just the fact that I don't eat eggs. And sadly, I have taken eggs from here, and then they end up going to waste. And I feel real guilty because that's wasteful of a
just
product.
Throw them at someone you don't like.
No. Well, then, my husband, Danny, his mom, one time when I was telling her that I don't eat eggs, she goes, "You don't even bake with them?" And it's like, Lori, do I look like a woman that bakes? No. No,
well,
I don't bake.
I'm going to find out whether or not your eggs, being so organic, are much better, and I like eggs again.
I will admit they're heartier. Yes. They're a little deeper, like a little heartier.
They
like
should be very
fuller.
Deep orange.
Yeah, and they are that as well. So they're very good.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But here's the animal sound. I'll give you a hint. It is the biggest cat in the wild society of cats, of felines. So it is the largest one.
The end of that recording is the dead giveaway.
Yeah. 818-818-6401. You can win a prize if you know what cat that is. 818-818-6401. Give us a call, take a try, and you can go to Cat Treats, Dog Treats. We have the SCOE 10X back. If you have any odors, like mold, or even in your car or your office, wherever you are, whatever. And I'll tell you, I got three cats, and I've used SCOE 10X on urine, and it takes out the urine. So, and that's a problem with a lot of animals, dogs and cats. If they've gone someplace in the house and they smell that urine, someplace behind the couch, under the bed, wherever it may have done something before, it's going to go back there and do it again.
Uh-huh.
Because cats and dogs think that they can. And a lot of people will buy certain products that I hate to say it, but they're perfumes.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
it just
masks the odor.
Right, only for a shorter time.
Mm-hmm.
But that urine from an animal is going to penetrate through any kind of fragrance you put on there. The difference is with SCOE 10X is that it's like a bacteria that you spray on it.
It eats the protein,
right? It eats it, yeah. So it eats that smell out.
Yes.
So it's amazing. So if you haven't won it before, you can try winning it now if you know what big cat we're talking about. And we're going to go out to Grants Pass and Cohen. Am I right, Cohen?
Yeah, this is Cohen.
Hey, Cohen. So what do you think this is?
I don't know. Is it a lynx?
You think it's a lynx.
Missed it by that much.
So close.
Sorry, Cohen.
All right.
But you took it off the guest list, though, but it's not the biggest cat
out
there.
Good try.
Thanks for the call on that one, Cohen.
It's the biggest cat I ever owned.
Wow. From Grants Pass, Oregon. And so he was wrong. Cohen was wrong. So it's still out there. What is the biggest cat? And that's what it sounds like. I thought it was a dead giveaway, too, at the end.
Yeah.
Like, even with that hint, though, I still got it wrong. So.
Did you really?
Yeah, I told you.
Oh, that was at the beginning. I thought you guessed again.
No. I know what the answer is now. But when you made us guess earlier, I was wrong.
She was wrong.
So.
Lee, you were right.
Yeah,
I'm just saying, people, it's okay to be wrong sometimes.
It is.
The end of the recording is a dead giveaway.
But come to think of it, I never gave Lexi this.
Much smarter than you are. On your best day, you're not as smart as I am on my worst day.
I know who that
Don't
is.
Don't forget that, Lexi.
I've been trying to teach my daughter that. And I make the joke all the time to like my husband is that I'm a really good loser and that somebody needs to lose when you're playing a game,
right.
And that's why I get invited. So
that's cute.
Well, we're going to stay in Oregon. We're going to go to Melinda and see if Melinda knows what this is. What do you think, Melinda? What big cat is that?
A cougar.
A cougar?
See?
Mm-hmm. Run, Forrest, run!
Sorry, Melinda. Keep running because you're wrong. Good guess.
Good try,
so,
though.
Yeah,
good try.
That was a good one. So it's still out there. 818-818-6401. What big cat makes that sound? So Melinda didn't get it. Also, Cohen didn't get it. But right there is like right when it does that.
Yes, at the end.
I think that gives it away.
Yes.
So 818-818-6401. Take a shot at it. 818-818-6401. We'll be right back. We're going to take a little break. When we come back, more of Talkin' Pets.
Someone to laugh with a cry. Call on me.
Hi, everyone. Super Bowl champ Vernon Davis here from Legal Help Center. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You can find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. The call is free. The consultation is free. And you can speak with a live agent right now. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident of any kind, call now to find out if you have a case and how much you could potentially get.
Thanks, Vernon. You heard it, folks. If you've been injured, call and find out how much you qualify for. Call 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. 800-745-9090. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flair, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef. Broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at RuthsChris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
Savor the past and savor the glory days of Las Vegas. Enjoy 70 years of true Las Vegas history as four generations of family wait to greet you at the legendary Bootlegger Italian Bistro. Wine, dine, and experience Mama Maria's award-winning original recipes while surrounded by original family photos and celebrity memorabilia. Enjoy piano artistry nightly with music from the Great American Songbook in our main formal dining room. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, open 7 days a week. 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. It's Vegas, baby.
Investors, keep listening to learn how to get your free gold report. A currency crisis is upon us. The U.S. dollar has been the world's reserve currency for over 50 years, but that is changing. It's time to protect your retirement. Decades of reckless borrowing and spending have critically weakened the dollar. The U.S. has become the world's biggest debtor, with over $35 trillion in debt. Plus, the dollar's become weaponized. Countries are dumping it. Investors who wait until it's too late could lose big. There is one safe haven, gold. Diversify your portfolio with a physical asset they can't take away. Call the Reagan Gold Group right now and ask for your free gold guide. Here's our number.
800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. That's 800-251-7963.
Hi, friends. This is John Patch. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor eliminator product that actually does work. The answer to that is yes. It's called SCOE 10X, and that's SCOE 10X. the best odor eliminator product made. And you know why? Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, vomit, even skunk odor is eliminated. And it's a 100% money-back guarantee. SCOE 10X doesn't mask or cover odor with heavy fragrances. SCOE 10X is fragrance-free. SCOE 10X is completely non-toxic and hypoallergenic. It is so safe you can use it directly on your pet, your own skin, or plants. Read hundreds and hundreds of actual customer success stories at SCOE10X.com. And since SCOE 10X can only be purchased at SCOE10X.com, once you're done reading all those great reviews, get your own bottle of SCOE 10X today. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE 10X, a pet odor eliminator product that actually works. An Apopka, Florida man suffered an attack earlier this month after he yelled at a couple of young bears to stay away from his home. That's according to the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission. In a release, FWC officials said the incident happened between 4 and 4:30 a.m. At the time, the man, identified by News 6 as Alexander Rojas, spotted the two young bears running across his front yard, prompting him to step out of his front door and yell at them to haze them away. FWC officials added, might not have been such a good idea. However, the release states that one of the bears ran back towards Rojas, biting and scratching him before he was able to escape back into his house. The man was later treated and released at a local hospital. According to the FWC investigators, the incident was later reported and a trap was set up at the property to try and capture the bear involved. Following the attack, a GoFundMe was set up for the Rojas family to help with medical costs. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join us on social media at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch.
Big chubby bear with a furry little tail, happy as a bear can be. I'm a big chubby bear with a furry little tail, I'm so proud to be me. If I were like a pretty red fox, I'd have a long bushy tail. But a bushy tail bear has never been born, and I guess it's just as well. I'm a big chubby bear with a furry little tail.
Why is it when a bear always goes into someone's yard or something like that, it's the bear's fault?
I don't understand.
Never the human's fault.
Why at 4:30 a.m. did he leave his home where he was safe? He was on his way to work?
Yeah.
Okay. So
yeah.
There was a reason he left his front door.
Yeah, he was
okay.
Walking out. There's video everywhere about
it. I see. Okay.
He was walking out his front door to go to work, and you could see him in the ringer.
Ring doorbell, yeah.
Yeah, and he just put the key in the door, locking up and everything like that, and he turned around, and there were the bears.
I see. Okay.
And then he yelled at them, and you could see one bear ran, or both of them ran past him. Like he was on his porch.
Right.
And then the next thing you know, you see this bear that just came back and decided to attack him on his porch. So, you know, and they looked like they were young bears, which you never want to mess around with.
No.
Mama
could be close by.
Mama bear will do a lot more damage than the baby bear.
Yeah.
But we're going to go out to my friend out there, Leba. Hey, Leba, yeah. In Greenwich, Connecticut. How are you, darling?
I'm okay, sweetheart. My cat's doing fine.
Oh, good to hear that.
Yeah.
So, we had an animal sound which went like this.
Would you say it's a Hercules cat? My friend said to say that.
Hercules cat. No, that's wrong. That's not even real.
Do I have
so,
a second?
Try again.
So, what cat do you think it is?
Maine.
A what?
A Maine cat.
A Maine cat.
Do you mean a Maine Coon?
Yeah.
Oh. Well.
You tried your best, and you failed miserably.
So, Leba, you're wrong. It's a wild cat. The biggest wild cat out there. So, we're gonna leave it open. If somebody else wants to call. Well, you know what? All right. Since we're at the top of the hour, I'm going to say...
Say it again. What did you say?
She said tiger.
Tiger.
So we're at the top of the hour, so we end this hour in just a minute or so. So I'm going to say you won. So, Leva, what do you want to go with? Oh, she thought she was wrong, so she hung up.
Well, you played...
I know.
You played the thing that said that she was wrong.
No, I said she was wrong. Oh,
well,
and
she was wrong.
And I did play the thing.
It's definitely not a Maine Coon.
Yeah, no. So, but you were right, Leva. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to pay it forward because she likes to do that. So if somebody wants to call off the air and you get through, call 818-818-6401. Sydney will answer whatever line. So it'll be sporadic or whatever you call it. And you could be a winner. And then you could pick out. As long as you haven't won that same product in the last 90 days, pick something that you have not won before. But we have the cat treats, the dog treats, Vitacraft, Good Pets Foods. We have SCOE 10X, the odor eliminator. We do have a calendar, which you picked, Lee.
Yes, the Autobahn calendar.
It's Birds in the Garden. You could go with that for 2026. So we have choices. 818-818-6401. Just call. And if you speak with Sydney, she'll tell us who the winner is. 818-818-6401. Lieben knows the game. And she figured when I played that, she was wrong totally.
Yeah.
Which she was, but... She kind of spurted out the right answer, and because we're closing the hour, I thought, well, okay, we'll give it to her. But
so it was a tiger.
But she's always, yeah, it was a tiger, but she always pays it forward, so we're paying it forward right now. So if somebody wants to call, 818-818-6401, compliments of Leva and the show, you got a choice. Even if you called before, call again, because you don't have to guess. You just got to win. 818-818-6401. Were you in Vietnam?
No, that was one place I didn't go. Cambodia, Laos, Nepal,
How was
South
Cambodia?
Korea. Gorgeous.
How were the animals
Gorgeous.
In Cambodia?
Wonderful. Animals are wonderful anywhere I see
true.
Them. Anywhere.
That is true.
The birds are magnificent.
So what is your favorite animal, by the way?
I don't know.
Really?
People ask me all the time, and I can't answer that. I love rabbits. I love elephants.
I think for each species, I have a certain love for
yes.
certain
yes.
ones. You know, like the big cats, I love tigers.
Okay.
I mean, I do love all the big cats.
Right.
But I just, and I'm infatuated with
I
tigers.
I love snow leopards.
Oh, they're beautiful, too.
Oh, my God, they're magnificent.
I love the quokka.
I love quokkas.
They're so
Oh, yeah. they're adorable.
I was at Tippy's place, Tippy Hedren, you know, from the birds.
Yes.
At her house, and she had two snow leopards there.
Oh, I...
And they were rescues.
Yes.
And, it was just, I couldn't take my eyes off them.
They're stunning. I've seen them at Big Cat Rescue, which is here, which is another...
Well, not anymore.
Big Cat Rescue is no longer?
No, it's gone.
Since?
Where have you been, girl?
Well, that's strange.
Yeah, no, she had to give away all the cats to everybody, and so yeah, Big Cat's no
I'll
longer.
I'll have to look that up, because...
I remember, I went to an event with you on it.
Yes.
Yeah,
the fur ball. The fur ball a long time ago.
But sad when big animals like that have to be in preserves or, you know, sanctuaries because
yes.
and a lot of people have them as pets, which you should not have an exotic animal as a pet. It's a big no-no. But if you want a pet, go to your local rescue or your local shelter and please adopt a pet from there. Also, spaying and neutering your pets and helping control that pet population. And don't forget, call if you want to pick out a prize because we paid it forward with Leva, 818-818-6401. But once again, in this hour, thank you for joining us. I'm John Patch.
I'm Lee Taborowski.
I'm Lexi Adams.
And this is Talkin' Pets.
Every new beginning comes from some other beginning's
The views and opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience uses information to consult with their existing pet specialist.